Hello, and welcome to episode 6 of Nintendo for the 25th of March, 2006. I'm Ben.
I'm Rob.
And this is the best Nintendo podcast for news and reviews delivered straight to your hard drive. And here's Matt with the news.
Okay, a lot of news this week, because last week we didn't have much, but there's been a games developer concert conference, so quite a lot came out of that, and we got some other stuff as well. So, first of all, Nintendo Revolution will most certainly get a name change. We weren't sure about this before, we thought they might stick with the codename Revolution, but it's now being confirmed by Nintendo that there will be a name change. DS Lite sales in Japan, it's been selling really well. It's sold 100,000 units in the last week compared to 31,000 PSP units that have sold. Something that we weren't expecting but was very pleasant was the Legend of Zelda game, which was unveiled earlier on this week, called The Legend of Zelda Phantom Hourglass. It will use the touch screen a lot, and you can mark your routes and mark the maps to show you where various things are. A nice feature is it will have a full 3D engine, similar to the one that we found in the Wind Waker. So that looks like a must-have DS game. Over 500 download kiosks will be placed in the UK for the DS, so you can download demos for your DS. They'll be placed in Game Station, HMV, Toys R Us, Smith's Toys, and other retailers. You can download Meteos, Polarium, Brain Training, Trauma Center demos, and you can get goodies for Animal Crossing Wild World and a Metroid Prime Hunter video. So that's quite nice, seeing as it's something that Japan's got and USA's got, so now we've got it as well. Something else that we weren't expecting, that the Revolution will be able to play Genesis and TurboGrafx-16 games on its virtual console part of the system. That was unveiled at the Game Developers Conference, so you'll be able to enjoy Sega delights such as Sonic the Hedgehog on your Revolution. There was a rumour about the Revolution's name called Nintendo Go, but and it featured a blue logo that had sort of D-pad crosses on each side. However, I think that this is probably just a fake image. However, we'll find out soon. Finally, Onom 2 is out a day early. It came out yesterday, and it has Super Monkey Ball coasters, some posters, and a 50 Greatest Games mini magazine kind of booklet thingy mabob. So that's the news.
Okay, thanks, Matt. We're finally getting fan mail now, so That's really good. We've had about 4 or 5 different emails from different people. Tyler Ward, Josh Inaba, Barry O'Halloran, and Nikolai, of course. But so we're glad we're getting some email.
Got some email from New Zealand even, so got listeners all around the globe, which is good to hear.
Yeah, someone just messaged me on Skype who lives in Slovakia, I think, and he listens to it as well, so it's quite weird, but anyway, on to his main topic this week, and It is talking about Zelda Phantom Hourglass.
Yes.
Just been, you know, sort of told that we're going to get it, and it looks pretty amazing. The graphics on it look really good. So, someone take that away.
Alright. Well, it's something we weren't expecting at all. They just showed the video of it at the Game Developers Conference on the 23rd, which was 2 days ago. And when, if you watch the video that someone took, when they see Zelda and Link on the DS screen, they just, like, cheer, because it's something that's been speculated on before, but we weren't really sure if it was actually in development for the DS. But now we know it is, and it will be coming out, and it will be a brilliant game by the looks of it.
Yeah, the graphics on it look... Did it look just like the GameCube ones do? It's like the Wind Waker, the cel-shaded style. One thing we forgot to mention in the announcements, we've got a new host.
Hi.
I forgot about that, but anyway, Rob, do you want to comment on...
Yeah, from what I've seen of the video, it looks awesome. Especially with all the touchscreen and having to open the door by making an hourglass.
Yeah, and you throw your boomerang by drawing on the touchscreen and stuff, and you can mark your map.
Yeah, that's what I found interesting feature there. You can draw on the map so you can mark where the enemies are and where you've been and various things like that. I like that. It looks like it will have a lot of touchscreen functionality, but useful touchscreen functionality, which is good. Good thing.
Yeah. It doesn't look like the King of the Red Lions is making an appearance in this one, though. It just looks like a normal boat when you're sailing around.
Yeah. But you can draw your routes where you want to sail and things like that.
Yeah, and the sea battles aren't just random monsters. You actually have to fight other boats from what it looks like, on the video.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
It's very cool.
Anything else on that?
They have said that it's going to be released at the end of the year, so let's hope it's not at the same time as Twilight Princess.
But that'd be pretty cool because if the DS is going to have Revolution connectivity, maybe they could do some Phantom Hourglass sort of Twilight Princess, because they've already said they're going to have Revolution Twilight Princess, sort of crossover.
Compatibility.
So maybe if they had with the Phantom Hourglass being able to connect up to Twilight Princess via Revolution.
Yeah, but not everyone's going to buy Revolution.
That'd be pretty cool.
Mm. The beginning, are they?
Well, no, but. Just, as a little extra.
I like the fact that they've put in they've taken the DS to full capability with the 3D engine and the shell shading. I really like that. But parts of it are just like any other Zelda game, sort of from above, sort of more 2D. But then the other parts of it are shell shaded. Which is nice. We were talking about Pokemon, I think, in the previous episode, and we were saying that we wanted various 3D elements in a game, and I think this is sort of the thing that's come out with Zelda. There are 3D elements to it, which makes it nice visually.
It was really weird because I wanted a cell shaded Zelda for the DS, just like Wind Waker, the same sort of graphics, and it's come out. But it's not like the Wind Waker where it's you're looking at Link from behind. It's more like the GBA ones where it's a top down view, except it's 3D,
which would probably make the game better.
Yeah, but Zelda, Link looks. He sounds a bit weird. His like voice is really high pitched.
Yeah,
but. So is that about it for that one or anything else?
No, I don't have anything else to say really.
Neither do I.
I'm probably move on to our next game.
Okay.
What game do you want to talk about then? We can talk about any.
Oh yeah, this has just sprung to mind. We could talk about the new Super Mario Brothers game that's just been.
Oh yeah. Good idea. Yeah, alright.
So, this is like a remake, well not a remake, but a new side-scrolling platform Mario game thingy. It's looking pretty good.
It is looking very good, from what we've seen of it so far. Well, I was going to say this because it's like annoying on my mind. Why did they call it New Super Mario Bros? Because... after a while, it won't be new, will it?
Yeah, but they haven't had a new Super Mario Brothers side-scrolling platformer thingy for years. They've all been remakes of the.
They should just call it Super Mario Brothers 2 or whatever. Because it's new. If that's the actual name of the game, then in a couple of years' time, it'll be New Super Mario Brothers was a good game. It'll just sound weird.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do get you. Yeah. The graphics are good. It's like a mix between 3D and 2D. It's like you've got Mario and Luigi, who are both 3D, and then like all the enemies are 3D, and but all the backgrounds and the platforms and stuff are all 2D. So it's pretty cool.
Like Super Smash Brothers, mainly.
Well, yeah, but on that, everything.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Oh, okay. Well, the touchscreen on this is used for items. You can collect up to 3 items at a time, and then you just touch them if you want to use them. So
yeah. There's a certain item where Mario becomes ultra huge.
Yeah,
it's like a
that's if you collect 3 mushrooms, and then I think you get the option to fuse them together, and it makes a huge mushroom. Mm-hmm. Then you use that, and it becomes like mega big.
Very big. You can like destroy everything.
Yeah, you just run through. It's a bit like on the Super Mario 64 DS. There's an item that makes you go really big.
Yeah, there's a blue shell item on this as well, which Mario can like ride on.
Oh, cool.
Which sounds pretty cool. Like the blue shell in Mario Kart, which we all hate.
And you know how you get the power flower, and it.
Oh yeah.
Well, on this one, you actually turn white and red, and
that's
looks pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a feeling that this has been in development for a while. I think it'll be a good game. I don't know if I'll get it. I'll see what the reviews are like when it's out in the USA, which is May the 7th. Yep. We'll see. It does have multiplayer for single or multi cartridge, but no online for this.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I don't think the multiplayer is like really really good. It's just sort of racing.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Sonic Rush.
Mm-hmm.
The multiplayer on that.
It's a bit like what we had in Super Mario 64 DS. You know, it's just like, collect as many stars as you can. It won't be a main feature of the game, but it'll be nice. So this is something you've been waiting for a long time.
I've got a one more game before we go on to the review. Prime Pinball.
Oh, right, yeah.
That's quite an odd one, but it works really well. Because
it uses a rumble pack, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's the only game that actually comes with the rumble pack. So
really,
yeah.
Oh.
So if you get this one, then all the games that like need a rumble pack.
Yeah, the previous games like Pokemon Pinball and things like that, pinball games. I've always thought it's just sort of not the sort of thing that I'd justify spending £30 on. You know, it's a pinball game, but I think they've made it pretty well. I mean, the reviews are not bad at all. I'd like to see how it plays. We might even get a review of this sometime. I don't know when it comes out, but we'll see.
Well, it's estimated to be June release in. It's already out in the USA, I think.
Is it really?
I don't know actually.
We'll see what we do about a review, but it's certainly an interesting one. Got anything to say about it?
No, it's a pinball game. I only brought Pokemon Pinball, and that was boring. So I don't like.
You see, I really enjoyed Pokemon Pinball. I thought it were good.
But they just get really, really repetitive.
I think this one's really good.
But
on this one, it's different because you can actually come out of the morph ball, and sometimes you have to like fight bosses on the pinball table and stuff.
That sounds alright.
And
but
there's 4 different tables to play on. And
I'm not going to be getting it. Put it that way.
I think I will.
Yeah.
But
it sounds interesting.
Yeah. So. That's about it for us weekly topic.
Main topic, yep.
So now on to the review, an exclusive review. Hold on, I've got to put my voice on. I do every week. Exclusive to the UK, Metroid Prime Hunters. This time an actual review of it from Matt. Like you.
Okay.
Said.
Yeah. I was very excited when I decided that I'd do a review of Metroid Prime Hunters. It's something that since the DS came out, I've been waiting for with the demo, which was amazing. You know, it set this game to be an amazing one from the start, and it really is. So I've been playing it for the last couple of days, the USA version, and it is really quite nice. So first of all, when you go onto the game, you get a really good intro movie explaining about all of the different characters, like, I won't tell you all of them, because I'll spoil it. Anyway, most of our listeners might already know them. People such as Silux and Trace and enemies like that, which eventually become playable characters.
Matt.
Which is nice, yes.
We've already told the listeners all the hunters. We did it when we discussed Metro Prime Hunters.
Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Silux,
yeah.
Trace, Spire, Camden, and...
Well, it introduces Weeble. Them all with a nice, really nice intro movie. So, first, when I first went onto the game, I was impressed from the start. Then you have a nicely sit-out menu, different options. You can go to options, or adventure, or multiplayer. I'll talk about the Wi-Fi multiplayer later on. So you go into adventure mode, and you go through what you have to do, and you can pick where you go in the area by positioning your crosshairs and then landing the ship that you're in. I chose to go to these vaults, I think they were, can't remember. And then you go into the level, and you start off as Samus. And the thing that I don't really like is you're playing through it, and I really like a feature to save at any time. But if you want to save, you have to go back to your ship to save, which is really quite annoying,
yeah,
because
but that's,
the levels are really long.
Yeah, but that's been classic of all, like, Metro games. You know, it's...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you,
it's annoying, though, because between each save is a long time, and you might do something, like, important that you it's really difficult to get past or something, which is a bit annoying. But anyway, you don't see... In the first level, you don't see enemies for a while, but then you eventually see a little enemy, but they're pretty much harmless, and you can get some rockets from them. The first real boss comes after playing the game for, like, an hour, maybe an hour and a half. And it's not that difficult for a first boss. It's pretty cool, boss, that. But between each boss, there are loads of other sort of smaller challenges. Maybe lots of enemies will spawn and you have to kill them all without dying. In terms of weapons, you have the standard weapon, pretty much unlimited ammo in that. You have your rocket launcher, and obviously you can pick up a lot of other weapons later on in the game. So it plays very nicely. The only thing I would say is about the save feature. But it is very nice. So if I was to give this game little ratings, I would say for gameplay, 8.5, because even though it plays very well, the save really does get on my nerves. The way it, you know, you can play it through is really quite nice. Simple. It's like what you'll find in the demo. The graphics, I'll say 9 for the graphics, because it really shows what the DS can do. They are no different from the demo, however, but the graphics are good. For presentation, I'd give it 8.5 again, because the menus are nicely set out and themed well to the game. What other ratings should I include? The replay value. It is replayable because you have the scan visor. Where if you scan the items in the game to find out what they do, if you scan them all 100%, then you unlock something at the end of the game. So I guess it is replayable in some aspects. So 8.5 for that. Now, multiplayer, I'll explain a bit about this, because it is really quite good. The main aspect is the online Nintendo Wi-Fi connection multiplayer. I've played only one game on the Nintendo Wi-Fi connection, but I should have played more, really, because, as you'll know, on Mario Kart, it took a while to set up a game. But on Metro Prime Hunters, I went straight onto it, and it took about a minute, and I'd found someone. And it didn't keep on searching for ages. It just said, okay, and then you play against that person, which is really, really a lot improved. Then you have the voice chat. I didn't actually get a go to try out the voice chat, because I wasn't sure I hadn't figured out completely how to work it all.
Can I put in on that?
But,
can I, like...
Yeah, sure.
The voice chat, you can only do it with friends. People who you've traded friend codes
oh,
with.
Oh, right. Oh, that's why. I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, when you go into a friend code match and, like, the host of the match, the person who set it up, decides when to cut off the voice chat.
Yeah. Mm. You have to hold down X to speak. So, any time you're holding down X, you can be heard. But it's obviously not in-game. But the multiplayer, you have to, like, do 7 kills. First person to kill 7 times, like, wins. And it gives you a nice breakdown of the statistics after the game. So, multiplayer, definitely 10, because you have the Wi-Fi, which is a great service, and it's been improved with the voice chat and how you don't have to wait for ages to start a game. And, obviously, you have the... You can play locally with people that have the game. So, in overall, 9 out of 10, definitely, because it's absolutely...
And just one more thing I'd like to say. It's not... It's like we said, it was going to be a lobby system. It isn't. It's just like the Mario Kart, where it's random. You just press, you know, worldwide, and it'll hook you up with anyone. Which I don't really like, but oh well.
No, I quite like that. It's all right.
Yeah,
it's
but
good
if the you know with the lobby, you could see people. His connection percentage is zero.
Yeah.
I don't want to face him.
Yeah.
But oh well.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's one bad bit. But
okay.
So that's the review for this week. On to our new extended weekly segments, because we've got like quite a few extras now. First of all, we've got my, you know, amazing challenge, and seeing as we've had some emails, some people got it right, some people got it wrong. So Nikolai, the person who we've been trying to avoid, has threatened us on iTunes. He's like said, "I'll report you if you don't pack it in." But it was like Tom, it was just all a big joke, really. So he got all the competitions right so far, and we're just giving you credit for that now. Barry O'Halloran from Ireland got the last competition right from episode 5, and he gave us some info that there is actually a Brain Training for Kids coming out. You can find that on Nintendo of Europe website somewhere.
Yeah. It's called, Big Brain Academy or something like that.
Yeah, John Inaba got it right, and unfortunately Tyler Ward got it wrong. And these are all from the Episode 5 competition. And the answer was the main Animal Crossing Wild World theme. And we did say it was quite difficult if he hadn't played it, but... Tyler Ward actually said it was the Moo Moo Ranch theme from Zelda Ocarina of Time, but... Oh well. I've got a new one this week, like usual, and I'll play it twice, then mention the email, and we'll spell it out at the end, hopefully if Matt doesn't spell it wrong. Uh-huh. So, here it is. And here it is again. Okay, so that was my amazing Lynx Listener Challenge. On to Beautiful Joe's Joke of the Week.
Okay, so the jokes of the week... jokes of the podcast, here we go. What do marathon runners wearing bad shoes suffer from?
I don't know.
Agony of defeat. Ba-dum-tsh. Agony of defeat. Okay, next one. 3 snails were crawling down the pavement. A turtle came up from behind them and mugged them. The police, when investigating the crime scene, began by asking the snails what happened. One of the snails replied, "I really don't know. It all happened so fast." Okay, on to the next segment.
Matt has turned back to the terrible joke site where he gets his terrible jokes from. One of them was quite funny, but no.
The other one wasn't.
No.
Okay, on to the next segment.
Yeah, the next segment. Seeing as Tom isn't here, I'll introduce it. Mario's Memory, where we talk about a retro game for a few minutes. Yeah, this week we're going to talk about the first Super Mario Brothers. You know, the very first one.
Classic. What, the one on NES or whatever, or the one on the Game Boy?
I haven't actually played the one on the NES, so the one on the Game Boy.
The one on the Game Boy. Oh, that is a pure classic of gaming. Enjoyable by lots of different people.
It was weird. It was like one of the first games I ever played, but it was on the second level. You went into like pyramids and stuff, and that just isn't Mushroom Kingdom. It was a bit weird, but
they expanded outside the Mushroom Kingdom, and you know, created a brilliant game. But it is a true gaming classic.
Yeah.
Obviously, being remade for the DS.
Well, yeah, but it isn't a remake. It's a brand new game.
Same
principles.
Same principles.
Yeah. The graphics. Well, compared to today, they weren't the best, but back in the time, they were pretty.
Back in the day, they were nice.
Amazing.
They suited the game perfectly.
Yeah. That's it for Mario's Memory, and now going on to.
I think so.
A brand new segment. So take it away,
on
Rob.
On request.
Yeah, on request. Yeah.
Hints from the land of Hyrule. Well, we haven't got much of a segment today. If you want any tips or hints for any Nintendo console game, go onto the forum. The forum address will be at the end of the show.
Wait. They don't know the forum. We're gonna mention the forum address at the end.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Because they don't. All right. Okay. Sorry. And finally, we've got a brand new one. Raichu's release.
Another brand new one.
Yeah. Raichu's release dates. We couldn't find any other Nintendo character beginning with R. So Fatboy Raichu got it. First of all, we've got the DS release dates, so...
Okay, so on the 3rd, the 24th of March, we had Worms Open Warfare released in Europe, and on Friday we're seeing quite a few DS releases, most importantly Animal Crossing Wild World, that's on the 31st, Ice Age 2, The Meltdown, Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney. And Resident Evil Deadly Silence. So that's the releases for the DS for the next week.
Okay, now we've got GameCube releases. First of all, we've got for the 31st of March, The Chronicles of Narnia, which I don't know why they're releasing it, because usually they release film games like before the actual film's released, but... That's what it says here, 31st of March for Chronicles of Narnia. We've got Namco 50th Anniversary Museum thingy with loads of retro games in for the 31st of March. And FIFA Street 2, which is already out. I think it released quite a long time ago, but that's all there is, really. There weren't really many releases for the GameCube this week. And finally, the GBA.
Yep. Well, yesterday, Sudoku Fever was released. And for next Friday, we have Ice Age 2, The Meltdown, Namco Arcade 50th Anniversary, Tales of Phantasia, TY3, Night of the Quinkan, and Yu-Gi-Oh! World Championship Tournament 2006.
Oh yeah, and the Ice Age game will be released on the GameCube as well, on the 31st.
And on the DS.
Yeah, on everything. So.
Yeah, okay.
So, that ends... I think that ends this week. Oh, yeah. The forum...
Announcements.
Yeah, we've just set up a forum thing, a free forum on Envision Freeboard. So, it's not that good, but... Yeah, the easiest way to do it is to go onto the Nintendo website, which is at www.nintendo.podomatic.com. And then scroll down and at the side it'll say Nintendo Forums. That's the easiest way to get to it, because the website is like s12.envisionfree blah blah blah.
So sign up on there and you can post whatever you want.
There's like
as long as it's within reason.
There's forums for everything. There's a feedback forum. There's like one for the DS, one for the GameCube, one for the Revolution. So you can talk about anything on there.
So, if you've listened to us for a while now, go and be part of the community up there. We'll much appreciate it.
Yep.
Emails. Oh, yeah. We said earlier that we've had some emails now, which we're very, very, very pleased about. So thank you to anyone that sent emails. We really appreciate it. Anyone that hasn't sent an email and wants to send one to enter a competition or just tell us anything that they want to, request something for the show, we're open to any ideas. So it's nintentalk@gmail.com. That's N-I-N-T... I've done it wrong.
No.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry. nintentalk@gmail.com. nintentalk@gmail.com.
Yep. So, that ends this week's quite long show. 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
30 minutes. Okay.
So, here we go. From me, Ben.
Me, Rob.
Me, Matt.
See ya.
See ya.
See ya.